So writing developed from a simple inventory system. And the earliest cuneiform was probably used purely for record purposes, to record inventories and commercial transactions and the contents of temple storerooms. Because the point being that if you are going to control a trade, you've got to know what you're trading, what the contents of your storerooms are, and how you can allocate them in times of need or for reward or for tribute or whatever. So inventorying really was probably where writing first began. As I said in the previous lecture, a very different thing from the literacy of our own civilization. It was 1,000 years or so before Sumerian writing became much more and created the world's first literature. There's a wonderful book about Sumerian civilizations by a man called Samuel Kramer. It's called The Sumerians. It was written a good quarter century ago. But it's a marvelous, well-written essay which draws not only on archaeology, but on literature. And in there, you can read prayers and laments, and the exercises done by schoolboys, even parts of an agricultural manual, which show you the enormous flexibility and potential of Sumerian writing, which unleashed a whole area of human creativity which had not flourished before. But again, this literacy was confined to a relatively small number of people, the scribes, people of power, who went through demanding training to learn this from a very early age. And it was they that controlled information. And in a real sense, unless the king himself was literate, they also controlled the ruler, because literacy was power. Another thing developed at about this time, at about 3500 BC in Mesopotamia, and that was the first copper metallurgy. Copper is a lovely metal. It's shiny. It's ideal for ornaments. It glitters in the sun. And it's no coincidence that at first, copper was a highly valued prestige material for shiny ornaments. It was easy to melt. People who could make pottery could soon learn how to melt copper. And more than 1,000 years was to pass before metalsmiths learned how to alloy copper with lead or tin and to make bronze. What's the advantage of bronze? A much tougher working edge so that you can use metal objects for cutting down trees, for growing crops, and above all, as weapons. Bronze was a strategic weapon. Metal. Copper was purely an ornamental one. Another point about lead and tin was that they were rare to find. The sources were limited. And trade in metals intensified once bronze technology came into use. So you've got cities, writing, metallurgy, intensified trade, irrigation, agriculture, and lattices of interaction and small city-states. And it was out from this matrix of developing city-states that Sumerian civilization developed in Mesopotamia, one of the world's earliest civilizations after 3100 BC. It did not suddenly appear Zeus-like from nowhere. It was the culmination of centuries of rapid economic, social, and political elaboration. It emerged at a time when even moderate-sized towns maintained trading and other connections with people living considerable distances away. Let's take the example of Uruk. Uruk, one of the world's earliest cities, acquired obsidian, that's volcanic glass, metals, wood, seashells, and other exotic materials from as far away as the eastern Mediterranean.